With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Despite naysayers who are Democrats and also in the news media, oil industry experts are touting President Trump's trade deal with the EU as a great victory for U.S. energy producers and a serious setback for Moscow. Under former President Joe Biden, the U.S. was not selling much in way of energy to the EU, leaving them to buy it from Russia and helping to fuel Moscow's war machine. Top trade officials from China and the United States launching a new round of talks aimed at easing tensions over tariffs. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Chinese Vice Premier Xi Lafeng are meeting this week in Stockholm. President Trump says the United States will be partnering with other nations to provide humanitarian aid to Gaza.
We've been sending in a lot of food. A lot of the food that's been going there has been sent by the United States. I spoke yesterday with the president of the European Union, Ursula, who was terrific also on the subject, and she's going to play a big role also in helping us. So we have a good group of countries that are going to help with the humanitarian needs, which is food, sanitation, and some other things.
And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer telling reporters that images of emaciated children in the Gaza Strip has sparked outrage throughout Great Britain.
Nobody wants to see that, and I think people in Britain are revolted at seeing what they're seeing on their screens. So we've got to get to that ceasefire, and thank you, Mr. President, for leading on that.
In the meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no one in Gaza is starving. President Trump quickly disagreed, noting the images emerging of the emaciated people are terrible. He says those children look very, very hungry. This is SRN News. United Kingdom getting serious about persecution.
10 countries will be targeted by the British government with efforts to ease the plight of Christians and other embattled people of faith. David Smith, the UK's special envoy for religious freedom, says diplomatic pressure will be applied to Vietnam, Algeria, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, China, Syria, Ukraine, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Smith says if something isn't done soon, Christianity might cease to exist in several of those nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trump administration investigating Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute, saying a number of high school-age female athletes in the state had lost medals and other opportunities to boys. The administration says transgender athlete policies, like the one in Oregon, violate Title IX. This is SRN News. Well, one of the greats, one of the most high-profile people in the history of football, Colorado's Deion Sanders, said he had cancer. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Sanders says he was diagnosed with an aggressive form, but after surgery, his oncologist considers him cured. Dr. Janet Kukrasia says Sanders had his bladder removed as part of the surgical plan. Sanders says he plans to coach the Buffaloes this coming season, which will be his third in Boulder. He had two toes amputated in 2021 because of blood clot issues while he was coaching at Jackson State. Sanders turns 58 next month. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street today, the Dow was off 64 points, closing at 44,837. NASDAQ was ahead 70 at 21,178. S&P up a fraction at 6389. More details at srnnews.com.